Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Lamed Hey. Between yesterday's and today's daf, the foundations for the time of day known as Bein HaShmashos are laid out. Calculating this man is important not only for the start and end time of Shabbos, but has impact in other areas of halacha as well. More detailed definition in a moment, but broadly speaking, Bein HaShmashos is defined as Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Figuring out on which day a baby was born, if he or she was born during Bein HaShmashos, is one issue. But more critically, if a baby was born on Shabbos during Bein HaShmashos, we would need to be machmir and treat it like night. Therefore, the bris would end up being on Sunday. And the same would be true for a birth on Friday, Bein HaShmashos. Can't do Friday because that could really be day 7. If Bein HaShmashos is night, but you can't be certain that it's Shabbos either. Therefore, the bris will be pushed to Sunday as well. The Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph already records a conversation similar to this idea between Yaakov Ish Kfar Nevuria, who asked Rav Chagai why a bris couldn't just be held during Bein HaShmashos 8 days later. And Mimanav Shach, if it's night, then it's day 8. And if it's day, then it's still day 8. So Rav Chagai responded that it would be challenging to have a truly exact time for the bris, which means, in theory, if one could time it 8 24-hour periods to the second, then it could work. But this would be difficult. The exact time of Bein HaShmashos will also impact when Moktza status kicks in, the latest time one may daven Mincha, and when to quote-unquote do Tosefes Shabbos, among other areas of halacha as well. According to Tosfos on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, each moment of Bein HaShmashos has the suffix if it's day or night, or half day slash night, or maybe it's a new entity called day-night, just mixed together. This is the approach of the Ritva and Yoman other and other Rishonim. The Rishonim, at least four opinions, although only two became mainstream, debated whether Bein HaShmashos, when Bein HaShmashos actually begins, and this impacts the mention halachos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perakei Alachadal writes that from Shkia until three medium stars come out is called Bein HaShmashos. This was also the sheet of the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Nisim, Rabbeinu Hai Gaon, and Rabbeinu Shrir Gaon. The other main approach to the sugya is Rabbeinu Tam, who's quoted in Tosos and Daf on our Daf, the Ramaskal Trey, that there are two Shkias. The first begins at the beginning of Shkia with four meal that follow until night. For Shabbos, there's a second Shkia. The sun has set in the sky, but has not yet disappeared beneath the horizon. In other words, it's still red in the sky. Therefore, from Shkia until 3 1/4 meal, it's still Yom for Tosefes Shabbos. And the next 3 1/4 meal, to round out the four, is already Lilas. There's also a Shita of the Ravan and the Uraim, two other Rishonim, but they were not widely quoted. The Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Samech Aleph Siv Bei seems to side with Rabbeinu Tam as he writes that the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos is from the beginning of Shkia. Three aros to conclude. First, Rabbeinu Tam was not necessarily the originator of this Shita, and there were many Rishonim, some say even most of the Rishonim, who held the same way. Why and how it became that Rabbeinu Tam became, let's say, the less popular, the less held opinion is a discussion in and of itself. Number two, even those that held of Rabbeinu Tam to be machmir when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, that was for Motzei Shabbos, to bring out Shabbos at a later calculation of when night actually begins. But for Erev Shabbos, many said that we should hold like the Gaonim. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam on the way out, you should hold like the Gaonim on the way in, to cease doing Malacha before Shkia, to be machmir on both ends. And the third, there's no Safik Yom and Laila by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi and Sefer Bereishis and Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vayechal B'Yom HaShvi'i, finished Malacha on Yom HaShvi'i. It sounds like he was working on Yom HaShvi'i, but also Vayishvos B'Yom HaShvi'i. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol has it down to the millisecond. We also see this as in Perek Avos, 10 things HaKadosh Baruch Hu created during Bein HaShmashos, down to the wire. Well, we have the obligation to be Mosif Mekodesh Alachol.